I love historical fiction, but in this case, The Woman Who Smashed Codes is historical, but very, very factual. Author Jason Fagone introduces us to Elizabeth Smith, who as a very young woman was tapped by an eccentric tycoon to become part of his laboratory compound near Chicago. He offered housing and sustenance to intellectuals engaged in researching various branches of science, including cryptology. A native of Indiana, Elizabeth had a college education with a major in English literature. She'd never formally studied math, but had a genius skill of seeing and looking for word patterns. It was 1916, the height of World War I, and the tycoon had close ties to the U.S. government, who soon took note of both Elizabeth and the extraordinary codebreaker, soon to be her husband, William Friedman. For four decades, Elizabeth and William worked for various agencies as codebreakers, including the Coast Guard, in their efforts to apprehend gangsters and smugglers during Prohibition, and later for the Navy, focusing on the Nazi regime in Europe and South America. The Friedmans educated teams and led countless code-breaking missions for the U.S. government, which ensured an Allied victory in World War II. Ironically, J. Edgar Hoover and his FBI took credit for much of the success. William has long been given credit as being the godfather of the NSA, but it was Elizabeth who co-wrote the papers which made him famous. At times, Elizabeth willingly omitted her name from his papers, but history was more than willing to ignore her as well. During Elizabeth's lifetime, the myth of biological differences existing in women, which made them incapable of complicated scientific or mathematical thought, persisted. She is proof the myth is unfounded. As we learned from the book and movie Hidden Figures, women can do the work and women have done the work all along, whether or not they've been given credit for these great achievements. The Woman Who Smashed Codes is available at Park City Library in print version. This is Barbara Brett's Friend of the Park City Library.